The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bonjour, hi, Canada. Greetings to all of my 400 affiliates all across the country, North America, and indeed across the world now. I would like to begin, as I have every day for the last month, and I'm going to continue to do right up through January 5, and speak directly to my 13 affiliates in the Peach State of Georgia. Now, Georgians, you can vote today. And I want you to go and vote today. You go to Google, you say, where can I vote? I live in Georgia. And they'll ask you for your zip code, or you give them your zip code, and they will tell you where you can go and vote in person today. Because so much hangs on reelecting David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler in the special election on January 5. If you live in a cave and you do not know, January 5 in Georgia is the day that we decide whether Mitch McConnell will lead the Senate for the next 2 years or Chuck Schumer. And, of course, so much hangs on that because Joe Biden will have no checks on him. He's got Nancy Pelosi as Speaker, and if Chuck Schumer is the majority leader, terrible things will happen to the United States. And I say that in all sincerity. It'll be like the Obamacare years, the years 2009 and 2010, when President Obama had absolute unchecked authority. Congress of the United States did whatever he wanted. They can do one thing every year on the budget process. They could raise taxes sky high. They can raise Social Security taxes. They can raise workplace taxes. They can raise real estate taxes. They can just raise taxes with no check. They can nominate, and I expect Justice Breyer to retire next year, maybe Justice Sotomayor as well. They could nominate Erwin Chemerinsky or someone like Erwin, someone way to the left. Very friendly, very nice, but just way to the left of the American mainstream. And if Chuck Schumer is in charge of the Senate, that judge will be confirmed. Or they can go find crazy judges for the courts of appeals. Lots of Democrats have waited to retire for Joe Biden to show up. And if Chuck Schumer leads that chamber, they'll come through. They'll cut military spending. I mean, if you're in a uniform or you're in a military and family, you got to go register. I think they have same-day registration in Georgia. Call and find out and vote. You've just got to call everybody you know in Georgia and vote. We can't afford in this era of superpower competition with China to cut the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, and the Space Force. And that is exactly what Chuck Schumer's Senate would do in cooperation with Joe Biden in the House, slash defense spending. They will increase giveaways to people. They will increase subsidies to their favorite Green New Deal recipients. They will go back into the Paris Accords, which Joe Biden has said they will do, but the law to support it won't be there. They'll go back into the Iran deal, even though there's no law to support that. They'll take sanctions off of Iran. They'll endanger Israel. That all happens if Georgia does not vote for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Now, Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue have run great campaigns. I think David Perdue is on the show today, if I am... he had a conflict came up. He can't do it. I thought maybe that'll change back. But they're all running around Georgia and campaigning. I would just tell you, the numbers look okay, not great. They had a weird poll come out yesterday that said Raphael Warnock was ahead, and I don't believe that. He's the most radical major party candidate of my lifetime. Raphael Warnock is the most radical person I've ever heard run for office. Let me remind you, though, Georgia, what Chuck Schumer said about your state. He is simply going to annex your state to Manhattan if that happens. Cut number one.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can you repeat that,
Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
You like that, Georgia? He's going to take you and change you. So let's go through the Democrats. Number one, John Ossoff is so radical, he wants to exile from the public square and shutter the doors and close down the speech of anyone who supported Donald Trump. Cut number two.
We need to send a message this year. We need to send a message that if you indulge this kind of politics, you're not just going to get beaten. You're going to get beaten so bad you can never run or show your face again in public. Because we have had enough, absolutely enough, of what we are getting from Donald Trump and his fellow travelers right now.
All right, get that? You are a fellow traveler. That is a term reserved for McCarthyite era. And he's going to shame you into not showing up anymore if you voted for President Trump. If you ever said anything nice about President Trump. If you haven't been a vocal critic against President Trump. John Ossoff wants to shut you down. John Ossoff has never had a job. John Ossoff is a trust fund lefty. But Raphael Warnock, he is a radical. Cut number three, Pastor Warnock.
And if it is true that a man who has dominated the news and poisoned the discussion for months needs to repent, then it is doubly true that a nation that can produce such a man and make his vitriol go viral needs to repent. No matter what happens next month, more than a third of the nation that would go along with this is reason to be afraid. America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness on full display this season. How is it that you can insult everybody? All Muslims, something other than children of God, call Mexicans murderers and rapists, insult the disabled. How is it you can insult everybody, but then one weekend somebody discovers in the recording that you insult those whose daughters and wives look like those who have been supporting you, and then all of a sudden we can't take it anymore. Gotta repent for the worship of whiteness.
You know, I don't think America worships whiteness. I believe we are a colorblind society. I know there are racists among us. I don't think they represent more than a percent, really a half percent of America. And not even that. Maybe more of a 10% of America, the white supremacist crazy movement. Hillary Clinton and I had that conversation last year. And I just think it's nuts that Georgia is even getting close to electing a man who cannot bring himself to tell you the truth about Fidel Castro. My favorite Raphael Warnock quote, cut number nine.
We pray for the people of Cuba in this moment. We remember Fidel Castro, whose legacy is complex. Don't let anybody tell you a simple story. Life usually isn't very simple. His legacy is complex. Kind of like America's legacy is complex.
Fidel Castro's legacy is not complex. Fidel Castro is a communist killer who throughout his life murdered, imprisoned, tortured people, who turned that entire island into a prison camp, and whose continuing grip on the island through his brother Raul is a thing of shame. And that Raphael Warnock does not know that is either a demonstration that he has not studied Cuba, or in fact a reflection of his hard left ideology. But the worst thing he said, and you've heard this many times, cut number four.
America, nobody can serve God and the military.
That is stunning. One more time. Cut number four.
America, nobody can serve God and the military.
Well, I will play a little bit later Kelly Loeffler on Fox with Harris Faulkner yesterday,
But I want you to finish up by just promising me, promising yourself, promising your state, you will do exactly what Donald Trump asked everyone in Georgia to do and what I ask you to do and what every mainstream Republican asks you to do. Cut number eight.
We're gathered here tonight to ensure, a very important word, ensure, because these are two great, great people that I know so well and respected by everybody in Washington and beyond, that David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler win the most important congressional runoff probably in American history. I really believe that. I think it's an American. There's never been a time like this where you have two at one time, at least you have two beauties. And you know what? You also have two beauties running against them, but beauty in a different way.
Yeah, look, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are mainstream center-right conservatives, responsible, diligent, excellent senators for Georgia. But they don't win unless you turn out. So if you know anyone in Georgia, you're not a Georgian yourself, call them up, email them, tell them that the best present they can give the country for Christmas is a vote for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Tell them to get up and go today. Go right now, get there, cast their vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, and then we can all celebrate on January 5th and come right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
Mary, did you know? Did you know? Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know? Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Talking about the Georgia special election, PBS put out a story last night. More than 1.6 million voters have cast ballots in the first week of early voting in Georgia. That's a turnout rate that's unusually high for runoff contests, on par with the participation rate seen in November's general election. Remember that David Perdue won in November, and remember that Kelly Loeffler and all the other Republicans beat the radical Warnock and all the other Democrats and the Greens and the Independents combined in the November general election. So I think if everyone just votes, it'll be fine. The country will be fine. The country will relax if both the election of Perdue and Loeffler occur. And the good news is that of the early vote, it's older. 68.4% of the voters who have cast ballots are age 50 or older. That's a demographic that tends to skew more conservative in favor Republican. In the November election, only 52% of voters in Georgia were 50 and older. So it looks good, but don't relax. Do not relax. I think Raphael Warnock is so radical, absolutely so crazy left-wing. And is, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but when you're on abortion on demand until the ninth month, when you can't say a bad word about Fidel Castro, when you say serving God in the military is not possible, Georgians here, and John Ossoff's been an empty suit forever. I mean, it would be like Just imagine a high school student you know, who's a pretty bright high school student. They win the speech competition. They get the local awards for student of the month, all that kind of stuff. Running for Senate. Yeah, they got a bright future ahead of them. Do something. Get a job, John. His dad created a job for him. His dad created a film firm for him. It's absurd. Let me check markets. Brought to you by Birch Gold. And you can still buy gold, and boy, you should be buying gold right now. Or you should be turning part of your IRA into a gold-backed IRA. I believe when the latest round of aid runs through, that's another $1 trillion in the economy. President Trump last night wants even more. I don't know if the Congress is going to give even more. President Trump wants even more money injected into the economy. He wants the individual checks to be $2,000 instead of $600 each. But whether it's $600 or $2,000, it's a lot of money, along with all the better business, the small business aid. And gold this morning is at $1,871 an ounce. Great entry point. How do you buy gold? You go to HughGold.com or you text my name, Hugh, to 474747. HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. Birch Gold, they know gold thrives in uncertainty, and we're very uncertain until January 5. But more importantly, when inflation hits, gold skyrockets. That's what you have to worry about. Now, in the market yesterday, we have the Dow was down 200 points. The S&P was down 7.8 points. And the NASDAQ was off 65. It was up 65, excuse me. Overseas right now, there is a much better look. They think Brexit is going to become a deal, going to become a thing. And so Japan went up and Hong Kong went up and Germany is up and Britain's trading it down 0.09%, just a little bit down. They think Brexit's going to happen. They're stuck on fishing. And I've got to go over there. I think I got to get there and just immediately go and negotiate with Boris and Macron. That's what it's the French fishermen versus the British fishermen. But they are going to have a deal and markets are going to skyrocket. And then the money's going to start to circulate as the vaccines get out there and inflation's going to come. So Birch Gold is where you need to go. HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh. They'll help you with a rollover of some of your IRA into a gold-backed IRA. Real, actual, physical, precious metals. Text Hugh to 474747. Come right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Welcome back, America. To Hewitt. President-elect Biden gave a press conference yesterday, and I must tell you, this is going to be the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah, what's bad for the country is great for radio, because Joe Biden is just really always, he's just a gift in the audio department. Peter Ducey asked him a question about Hunter Biden and special counsels and all that, and Joe Biden channels his inner Dwayne, cut number 10.
It's going to take not day one. It's going to take probably the next 6 months to put that in place.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you.
President, do you still think that the stories from the fall about your son, Hunter, were Russian disinformation and a smear campaign, like you said?
Yes, yes, yes. God love you, man. You're a one-horse pony. Tell you. Thank you. Thank you. I promise you my Justice Department will be totally on its own making its judgments about how they should proceed. Thank you.
Now, that was Peter Ducey saying, do you think that the story about Hunter Biden is Russian disinformation? And the president-elect said, yes, yes, yes. That doesn't make any sense. But more importantly, he said, you're a one-horse pony. Now, that's what Dwayne says I am, a one-horse pony, because I've been married to the fetching Mrs. Hewitt for... I should be a one pony horse, actually. I've been married for 39 years. I don't know what a one horse pony is, but Dwayne is always muttering it. A one horse pony. I just love Joe Biden. Now he also told everyone the border policies are going to stay the same for a while because Donald Trump, he doesn't say this part. Donald Trump has pretty good border policies and Joe Biden's domestic team said yesterday, we're not going to really be changing those in a hurry. Cut number 11.
We've already started discussing these issues with the president of Mexico.
and our friends in Latin America. And the timeline is to do it so that we, in fact, make it better, not worse. The last thing we need is to say we're going to stop immediately the, the access to asylum the way it's being run now and end up with 2 million people on our border. It's a matter of setting up the guardrails so we can move in the direction. I will accomplish what I said I would do, a much more humane policy based on family unification, but it requires getting a lot in place and requires getting the funding to get it in place, including just asylum judges, for example. So it's a matter of it will get done, and it will get done quickly, but it's not going to be able to be done on day one, lift every restriction that exists and find out that and go back to what it was 20 years ago and all of a sudden find out we have a crisis on our hand that complicates what we're trying to do.
Now, actually, that's kind of common sense because President Trump put into place the policy of not giving asylum to everyone who came to the port of entry because a lot of them vanished into the country. So they have to wait for their asylum hearing on the other side of the border in Mexico, and that slowed down immigration decidedly. And Joe Biden is doing a smart thing here. The president-elect says, you know, we got a pretty good system here. We're not going to change anything. I'm just going to make sure families are unified. And I agree with him on that, by the way. I believe that the Trump administration reversed. Probably the biggest disaster of the administration was family separation. They reversed it. The president reversed it after he saw the consequence of it. I argued with Jeff Sessions on air about it. No one liked that. It was tried under President Obama, and nobody liked it then. That's when they built the cages, and President Trump tried it, I guess, under the advice of Stephen Miller, and America rebelled because people don't like, it's not humanitarian. They don't like to see parents separated from children. I know some of you say those are fake parents, but even if they are, you keep them together until you can prove DNA-wise that they're not parents. And that had to be changed, and Biden ran on that. He ran hard on that. That might have been the Arizona vote right there. Remember, President Trump lost the election even under the count that he disputes by less than 44,000 votes in three states, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona. Closer than Hillary Clinton. Closer than Hillary Clinton. 44,000 votes in Wisconsin, Arizona, and Georgia. I personally believe it was the polling. And I have told senior officials that. If the Washington Post and ABC don't say 5 days before the election that Donald Trump is down 17 points in Wisconsin, he wins those three states. Because everybody knows everything about an election now. Everybody knows in Georgia that David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler appear to be winning. I think Democrats are giving up. They've already bought the time. They're trying as hard as they can, but I think they've given up. I really do. I think they've given up. Kelly Loeffler went on Fox with Harris Faulkner yesterday to just drive home, put the final touches on a big win down there, talking about the radical liberal Warnock. I'd call him a leftist, but she calls him a radical liberal. Cut number 20.
Well, Harris, I'm on week three of our Georgia firewall tour. We are the firewall to stopping socialism in America right here in Georgia. We know that we have to hold the line. The American dream is on the ballot. And we know that because Chuck Schumer said he was going to take Georgia and change America. That's not what we want in Georgia or across the country. We're fighting for that every single day. And my opponent, radical liberal Raphael Warnock, is someone who has denounced our police officers. He's denounced our military. He said you can't serve God and serve in the military. Yet he refused to denounce socialism and Marxism. If we don't hold the line here in Georgia, we will see the election of our first Marxist senator in the U.S. Senate. And we can't let that happen.
You know, I'm curious about what you're seeing on the ground. You know, what are the crowds like? What are people saying at this point?
Well, Harris, the crowds have been tremendous. The enthusiasm is incredibly strong on the ground. I was out Sunday with Ambassador Nikki Haley, and then yesterday, mm-hmm. Ivanka Trump was here with David Perdue and I, and the crowds are tremendous. It's a really stark contrast to when other surrogates, Democrat surrogates, come to our state. They're not getting the crowds and the enthusiasm. And our message is to get out and vote. You have to do it. President Trump was here 2 weeks ago, and he said, Georgia, you have to vote for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. And he knows that if we vote, we will win. But if we don't vote, we will lose the country. That's what's at stake here. That's why we have so many great surrogates coming in, helping us get the vote out. And Georgians are responding. That's why you see the great early voting numbers. But we need to continue that through the holidays.
Well, you know, the Wall Street Journal has written an op-ed as well saying that, you know, all of it comes down. Let's take a look at that, actually. It's an op-ed that points out this runoff as being bigger than just your state. A Democratic loss in Georgia would confirm what the November election suggested. Mr. Biden has no coattails. Mr. Trump is a different story. He has put his magic on the line in Georgia. And if the Republicans lose despite his campaigning there, he will be blamed. What's your response to that?
Well, Harris, Georgia is a red state, and we're fighting for the president because he's fought for us for 4 years, and he's continuing to fight for us. We are going to hold the line here in Georgia. I know that. I see so many great patriots every single day at our rallies, at our events, and we're working hard for Georgians. Look, we have been helping deliver relief under this pandemic, relief that the Democrats have blocked time and again. And David Perdue and I have done that every single day. We helped bring $47 billion here to Georgia, while my opponent, radical liberal Raphael Warnock, his organization, his voting organization, took $500,000 in PPP and is now under investigation for voter fraud and for tax evasion. So this is the stark contrast in this race. And what Georgians know is that they need to get out and vote. They're doing that. The president's going to come back. Vice President Pence was here. And this is an all hands on deck across America.
A couple of things. I'm sure you saw that New York Times op-ed and a lengthy article about you as well. It said that this about your campaign, quote, above all, she is a fervent supporter and rubber stamp for President Trump, a message she has repeated across Georgia. Her life, though, has been rather more nuanced than her life story. In many ways, Ms. Loeffler appears to be a traditional business-oriented Republican whose hard right turn is a stark reflection of the ideological gymnastics many politicians in her party have performed in the populist culture warring Trump era. What's your response?
Well, Harris, my response is I've been blessed to live the American dream. I was born and raised on a farm, grew up working in the fields, waitressed my way through school, and built a successful career based on free enterprise. That's what I'm fighting for. Look, Democrats want to bring socialism to our country. That's what they're fighting for. Raphael Warnock would be a rubber stamp for socialism, and we're not going to let that stand. I'm fighting every day for every single Georgian. This isn't a matter of politics. This is the American dream is on the ballot here, January 5th. And, you know, the left-wing media wants to take us towards socialism, and we're not going to stand for that here in Georgia.
I have two final questions for you. One is a tough one, and I know you battled it out with Warnock at the debate, and you both were throwing barbs at one another on different things. Critics have said you made a series of stock trades on the very same day that you took a Senate hearing on COVID-19 back in January. Is that true?
Not at all, Harris. Look, that's a left-wing political attack by the media and the Democrats, and that's a big distraction from the facts about their radical agenda and their radical opponents. My opponent is someone that will defund the police. He'll be the first person in line because he's called police gangsters, thugs, bullies, and a threat to our children. That's what they're trying to distract from with these political attacks. And look, I think it's very important that Georgians understand that I've been fighting every day for the American dream, and my opponent would fight every day for Chuck Schumer's radical agenda to raise taxes, implement the Green New Deal, open our borders, weaken our Second Amendment rights, and additional radical ideas that are just not right for our country.
That was Kelly Loeffler yesterday on Fox News, and I think it's a terrific appearance. And I think that Georgia voters need to know they got to get out and vote. I would like to ask you right now to please consider going to HughHewitt.com and donating to the Prison Fellowship Ministry Angel Tree. Tens of thousands of people have done so, making up for the church patios that are closed across America. Now, Angel Tree is a church patio ministry. I've been talking about it all month long because the churches aren't open. And when the churches aren't open, Angel Tree does not get the donations they normally get. They cannot deliver the Bibles and the gifts from mom or dad who's behind bars to the children that receive them eagerly every year. They can't do that. And so people on the radio, on this show, on Mike Gallagher's show, on Dennis Prager and Sebastian Gorka and Charlie Kirk's show, Larry Elder's show, they've all stepped up in a big way. And I want to thank you, all of you have given, and suggest that if you've got a little bit of time, just a little bit more money, we're going to make every goal that we could possibly have hoped to. It will not close the entire gap, but we will serve so many children. If you will simply go to HughHewitt.com, go to the top, the banner is there, the Christmas tree banner at the very top, and give your best gift. While you're also thinking about giving presents, give a subscription to HonorBoundCoffee.com. HonorBoundCoffee.com is a coffee subscription service, the best coffee in the United States. And when you get your coffee from HonorBound Coffee, 100% of the profits, 100% of the profits go to support men and women in uniform. Men and women in the United States Army, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Navy. That's what HonorBound Coffee does. It supports military families. And I really hope you'll consider subscribing to it for Christmas. Israel is going to elections, America. Yep, fourth time in 3 years. And Michael Oren joins us next to discuss on The Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt, joined now from Israel by Dr. Michael Oren, once and future member of the Knesset, I hope. Israel is going to have another round of elections. It's going to be March 23rd. They're filling the gap. No Brexit, no UK election, no U.S. elections, but Israel keeps coming back. It's round four. Dr. Oren, welcome. Are you going to run?
Possibly. Possibly to see what lists are running, what place you get on a list. It's very important the place you get on a list. It's by order, and if you're high up on the list gets elected, then you become a minister and not merely a backbencher. And I have great respect for legislators. Pension reform, postal reform is not my thing. It's international relations. And to get into a position where you can impact diplomacy, you got to be very, very high up on a list that succeeds.
There are two lists I could see you on. One is Likud and one is Gideon Sa'ar's new party. Are you considering talking with Gideon Saar? I don't see you in Naftali Bennett's, right? You're not a Bennett guy.
No, I have a very good relationship both with Naftali Bennett and Gideon Saar. They're both very capable, very smart individuals, experienced in Israeli politics. But they're up against the champ. Let's be frank about it. It's always premature to eulogize Mr. Netanyahu. And the more people running around against him, the stronger he seems to get, because it seems they can never just run one person again. They got about two people, four people in the last election. And he's going to go into this election very strong, and I'll tell you why. I know for a fact that these parties that were going up against him were going to run on the basis of his sort of less than successful handling of the corona crisis. But Israel today is one of the few countries in the world, certainly one of the few developing countries in the world, where people are all getting vaccinated. I am on my way to get vaccinated right now.
Oh, which one are you going to take, Michael?
I think we're getting the Pfizer here.
Okay.
And but that's amazing. And that is all really due to Netanyahu. I got a very good friend, a writer, who hates Bibi Netanyahu. He hates him with all his might. He called me up the other day and said, I despise saying this, but this is all because of Bibi. You get on the phone every night and call the CEOs of Pfizer and Moderna, and you've got to get those things here. You got to get the vaccine. And they came. It was an incredible logistic accomplishment. And the vaccinations are going off very orderly here by time, by appointment. This is Bibi. And so if anybody thinks they're going to run on his failure to grapple with corona, it's going to be a weak platform for him.
So that sounds like you're open to being in Likud or Sa'ar, or Bennett for that matter. When do you have to decide? When do the list come out?
In another 30 days.
So there's 30 days to talk to everyone and figure out how high you'll be up on a list and study who has what. But it looks like it's going to be a right-wing government. I mean, there are, 80 seats out of 120 that are projected to go to Likud or parties to its right?
Yeah, because from the 100 out of 120, you have to deduct the ultra-Orthodox, which is usually about 16. You have to deduct the Arabs, which are between 11 and 15. And then you're left with a few scattered left-wing positions. But the left essentially died in this country. It died going back to the Second Intifada in the early parts of the century, where Israelis just don't believe there's a partner out there to talk with the Palestinians, and they don't want a two-state solution that's going to create a terrorist state on our border. It's going to fall apart. So, yes, the battle is over the right. And people like Gideon Saar and Naftali Bennett will try to outright Netanyahu and say he wasn't sufficiently right. But again, they're thinking corona, not right-wing politics. And if everyone gets vaccinated by March 23rd, and I'm sure Netanyahu had this in mind when he went to elections, then a lot of the wind is going to be taken out of that sail.
So, Michael Oren, tell me something about what you represent to these parties. You sat out three rounds. You've been off writing books. The Night Archer, by the way, is a terrific collection of short stories that people can still order for the holidays. But you sat out three rounds. If you went back in, I've always thought, you know, Israelis don't really care about foreign policy in their election, but Oren would certainly strengthen any party's foreign policy credentials. Will it matter more as the Iranian threat looms?
Yes, it's also saying that Netanyahu, for all the tremendous accomplishments of the last years, four peace agreements with four Arab countries in 4 months, a president who recognizes Jerusalem as our capital, who recognizes Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, who pulls out of the Iran deal, the question is going to be asked, why didn't we take advantage of those four Trump years to deal with Hamas, to deal with Hezbollah? Now, dealing with them has required a tremendous amount of support from the United States, 100% support from the United States. Is the next administration going to give us that type of support? I give a support, but not to the degree that the previous administration did. So that's going to be an issue. To me, that's a vulnerability in Netanyahu's platform.
And now, Michael, very quickly, we got a minute. How do you get along with the President-elect Biden and with Jake Sullivan, his national security advisor, and his new Secretary of State, Tony Blinken?
We've talked about this before, and I'll tell you again, I know them quite well. They're all good people, smart people. I know them politically, and I know them personally. And, I was delighted about the appointments, but what's the but? We're going to have policy differences. Yeah, there'll be policy differences about the peace process. That is less important, because I really don't think the Palestinians have offer us a real partnership there. But the Iran issue, and there's tremendous amount of talk about the pressure on this new administration to get back into the joint plan of cooperation, which is a disastrous agreement for Israel, the Middle East, and the world.
So off air, please tell Dwayne what your prediction is to which party list you'll join. And Michael Oren, I hope they put you at number two, because I want you back in the government so I can talk to someone in the government every week. Michael Oren, former ambassador of Israel to the United States, former deputy minister in the Netanyahu government four governments ago. Always a pleasure. Author of The Night Archer. Make sure you get The Night Archer if you want to give a gift that keeps on giving. And I'll be back for hour two of The Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.